Good morning. Good morning, County Board Supervisors. December 17th, 2019. Are there any changes to the pending agenda?
Dan's in the building. I don't have a hand.
Here.
Thanks.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Carrie Johnson, Benton County Auditor.
Good morning. I need to work on my budget. Plugging away in the office. We're busy.
Thanks, Carrie. Rodney Wiesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to add this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Janelle Longquist, Warren County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. I guess there is one thing I would like to mention, that starting January 1st, our office is going to start requiring a bill of sale for all transfers of vehicle titles, trying to be proactive, and this is something that an administrative rule will likely come down from the Iowa Department of Revenue sometime this year. And the Iowa State County Treasurers Association Board has recommended, and we're trying to be proactive, to get all 99 counties on board with the same requirements. So just to let everyone know, beginning January 1st, any title transfers will require a bill of sale.
Thank you. Kristen Pogumil, Public Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I don't really have anything new to report.
Thanks, Kristen. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. Same, we're keeping busy, but nothing really new to report. Just remind everyone that is snowy and slick out there. Take your time. Walk carefully. Drive carefully. Slow down a little bit.
Thanks, Angie.
And you can print that, Leah.
Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
I would agree wholeheartedly on that, and I'll waive my time to Brian.
Doug Irvine, Jail Administrator.
Good morning. Nothing new to report. Also, population's at 103 this morning. Probably be just under 100 by noon, 1 o'clock.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. I guess the one thing I'll share with you is something I got from Change Agent Group last week, which is all about the childhood, the early childhood system. So that was a packet. This is actually the PowerPoint that they spent 2 hours telling us about. I know Bob serves on the DCAT board, so DCAT's in there. And it's just a good handout of the people involved in early childhood services. And you know, since the region's gonna have to start doing things with children with serious emotional disturbance in another year, we're just trying to bring those people to the table and get familiar with the children's system. So that's all I have for you.
Thank you, Ken. Colin Gerst, IT.
I just keep busy like always, nothing new to report.
Thank you, Colin. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
You're welcome, Doug. We had a productive day.
We're just staying totally busy, waiting for the onslaught of January, because we have two regular district court trial weeks in January, plus the Peanut Chew homicide trials begin January 22. So,
do you guys still have the drug raid people in here, down here, or did they go to?
Oh no, they're.
Yeah, they went right away, almost or within the next day. Muscatine is where I assume they're at.
Hopefully we won't have to worry about them for some time.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
Sure. That's, yeah.
Probably not.
We'll all be retired anyway.
Thank you, Lisa. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Nothing new to report today.
Thanks, Chris. Brian Carter, you don't need to use the sheriff's time.
Boy,
secondary roads.
Well, Ken obviously didn't get the memo because he used some extra time.
Whoops.
I want to say thanks to the guys. Of course, we had the snowfall. That turned out, I think, to be more than was kind of forecasted. So it was an odd time. We did not send trucks out on Sunday afternoon because by the time it really started to accumulate, it was really 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So there was some slick winter driving conditions, but that is winter driving in Iowa. So people had to get through that. Guys were out early Monday and got things taken care of. I think all the paved roads were just fine by the middle of the day, and we are cleaning up the gravels a little bit too, kind of. As much, there wasn't anything impassable, but it's supposed to be in the 40s coming up this weekend, and trying to maybe move some of the slush off to the side rather than have it just turn the whole road slushy. So, because it'll be a sloppy mess this weekend if they get to 50 degrees like some of them are predicting. So anyway, thanks to the guys. They all showed up and all worked the hours, and we got a couple ditching projects done last week. So we're trying to avoid any more holes in the road if we can, but we'll just see what the weather does and go from there. And had a meeting with the levy district this morning with Vicki Stoller and her board, and really nothing too detailed. We did talk about a bridge up on 160 if we put some triple culverts in there. It's been quite a while ago, 5 years ago or something to that effect, and they'd like to have a conversation, or they had a conversation with me about the possibility of putting a bridge back in there. So we had some discussions and see where that'll go, and we may eventually just have a work session to make sure everybody's on the same page, but nothing complicated there. So a couple other details we talked through, and otherwise it's good to communicate with that group. I mean, they, everybody up in there pays taxes to that, and even though that's not county taxes, we're all serving kind of the same people. So it's good to get on the same page every so often there. Other than that, moving along, the bridges on Mediapolis Road bid today. I don't think we'll know any sort of tentative results until probably middle of the day at the earliest. So we'll see what comes of that, and be a good project to get bid and move on with. We've got 3 plan holders from what I've seen, so we'll see what bids we get.
Text that to me if you would after you get those.
Okay. Okay. I don't think it'll be till early afternoon, but I will send something.
Okay. Curious. So. Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Thank you, Rodney, for your efforts regarding the snow and ice as well.
Thank you.
Jared.
Land use. We just had a meeting with some county staff, including Terry here yesterday, with the assessor and E911. Recorder, so we're interviewing county staff to get some perspective on the ordinance update, and a lot of it's things that would be more procedural in nature in terms of when subdivisions or zoning permits are submitted, but also looking at potentially some things, changes with requirements in the ordinance itself, so it more matches more closely with what we need at the various departments to efficiently handle the subdivisions as they come through. So that's in progress, been starting up with the ordinance update itself, going in and making changes in the documents, which is, you notice a lot more when you actually go in there and start seeing inconsistencies from one chapter to the next. A lot of times it's formatting things, but it's good to get in there and get everything cleaned up. So apart from that, we do have one item on the agenda today. It's all I have for now.
Thank you, Jared. You gentlemen have correspondence. You gentlemen, I think we have some correspondence sitting out there. Here it comes.
Hand delivered correspondence. This is the original. If you would want to stand back, but I need a copy of that.
Thank you.
Right there, we'll see.
Well, this is our annual report of the Duane County Compensation Board. We'd like to make this in late December so that we are here when the cookies and the candy start to roll in. Anyway, as some people may know and some people may not know, so you folks have gone through this every year, so you understand that the Duane County Compensation Board reviews the salaries of comparable size counties. We do the counties that are the 5 counties smaller than Des Moines County in population, and the counties that are five, the five counties that are larger in population. So we try to keep everything in balance as best we can. We make sure we're comparable to other counties our size. So we also review the consumer price index for areas our size. Right now it's running just a little bit under 2%. We use that in making our recommendations as to the salaries to be paid elected officials. And this year we are recommending a salary increases for all of the elected officials of 3%. And of course the supervisors have rights to reduce it. They can't increase it, as I understand, unless it changed the law and makes sense. We started doing this. But that's our recommendation for each of them. We feel, not just because you have a great a plate of cookies back there, Jim. But we recommend this year a larger increase for the supervisors because the last two or three years, as you know, the supervisors have basically gotten zero.
We figure it's time for a raise for you too. So don't go and reduce your own. You did that last year down to zero or whatever. But we feel that we really do want to keep you kind of in lockstep with supervisors in other counties. A little bit difficult to do. Some counties have five supervisors, and some counties have really expensive costs for running the supervisor's office. Our supervisors' operations here with their salaries and whatnot are substantially less than a lot of the other counties. So we really recommend that raise. And would you send a copy of that to all the other board members, since I don't have a copy machine anymore? And it's fair that we try to keep across the board. We felt that's why we made that recommendation, for everybody to have the same raise this year. So now it's in your hands. Thank you.
Thank you, board, for the time you spent on this. We will act on this in
we'll see you in the
future meetings. You have a very Merry Christmas, Dan.
Yeah.
Did you bump your own salaries then?
Pardon?
Did you bump your own salaries compensation?
Yeah, we're staying at zero this year. I did explain to the other members of the board, I thought this was an important point when we were talking about the various offices and salaries. You know, Des Moines County, when I went on the board, I think the very first year that Tom went on the board, the first motion I made that year was to do away with the insurance for county supervisors. I don't think you reinstated that. People don't realize that that really saves the county. Well, when we did it, it was about $14,000 a year per household. I don't know what your insurance rates are now, but it is a substantial amount of money. And of course, that skews our total costs in running a supervisor office a lot less than other counties, because they're all covered by insurance, see what I mean? So that was a great savings, and people don't realize that you guys took the hit that, whatever it was, 8 years ago. No, I don't know, when did you come on the board?
9 years ago.
9 years ago, so you took a big hit that year. And so we just think it's time to catch up a little bit. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget the cookies, Dan.
I'm on my way. Don't take them all. Is there any other correspondence? Did you guys get a copy of this?
Yes.
We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $797,738.43.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Terry?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $1,420.42, and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $75.
Second.
Terry?
Jim, you motion first?
You did.
Okay.
I did. About
same. Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
we have an appointment to the supervisor, or is it the supervisor, to the conservation board. I'm writing the Board of Supervisors to request the opportunity to serve another term on the Des Moines County Conservation Board. I previously served one partial term and one full term. As such, I would like the opportunity to continue on the board for a second full term. A review of my qualification includes that I'm a lifelong Des Moines County resident. My professional career is as a biological sciences instructor, and I frequently participate in service opportunities in the community. During my tenure on the Des Moines County Conservation Board, I feel that I have contributed to many valuable educational, recreational, and land stewardship goals, and I would be honored to have the privilege of serving the residents of our county in future endeavors. Thank you for considering me for this position. We've had two requests or applications to serve on it. We have a request last week or 2 weeks ago from Daniel Fell, who excellent letter and resume. What are your?
I'd move to stay. That'll keep our gender balance with Kathy Ziegler, and ask that we Mr. get Dan a notice to not to get away from us. Because we had, like Chris said last week, there's more coming. There'd be more graduating off the board, so.
We're fortunate to have a choice like this.
Yeah, we are indeed. We are indeed. I suppose it's my fault or Chris and my fault or something. We didn't notice that Kathy hadn't been appointed to full term yet.
Because she served a long sentence for that first term that she filled out, and so it seemed like she'd been here a lot longer. Yeah. And so we caught that.
She's very active. She's very active on the board, and you hear from her. Okay. You know, and that's important on this board, is a voice.
Okay. Jim and I will suppose it's your fault, too.
That's fine. Just second it.
I will second Bob's motion, but I really do encourage us to get a hold of Dan and let him know. And tell him the reason why, basically, is because of gender balance, and he's a good man. Yeah. Really a good man.
Yeah. Terry.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have an appointment to the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors has recommended Robert W. Beck to serve on the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission's Board of Directors, and whereas the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Corporation Board of Directors has reviewed the Des Moines County membership status and is in good standing, be it resolved that Robert W. Beck is hereby appointed to a one-year term to the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors.
Oh, yes.
What do you want me to do, second it?
Yeah, second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Carey?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Congratulations, Bob.
Thanks. Good board. Good people out there. They run a good ship. And I think they bring a lot of money in Southeast Iowa.
All different kinds of grant funds for transportation, community development, housing.
And everybody that runs for office says we ought to combine government, and that's as close as we can get to combining four counties.
You know, a lot of commonly shared issues with neighboring counties and regions, so it's good to have that knowledge base of communities.
We have an appointment to the Des Moines County Zoning Commission.
I mentioned it before recently, we've had a couple of vacancies open up on the zoning commission the last few months. In this case, we're referring to one of the position where the John Hedges has been serving for almost a decade now, and he resides in the north part of the 2 mile area north of Burlington. So we're replacing him with another resident of that same area here for consistency. We still have one position is open for the south side, the south zoning area. We have yet to fill. We have a few individuals in mind for that, but we're open to recommendations if anybody has any, and someone who lives south of the city to fill the term of John Roth, who had actually resigned slightly before John Hedges from the north 2 mile area. So this started when we got we're sending him messages out to schedule a meeting for our last commission meeting where we had a subdivision to discuss, and I got a response from Mr. Hedges indicating that he wouldn't be able to attend any of the dates that I had selected because of he's now working second shift. So I followed up with him just to confirm if that's going to be a consistent problem in the future in terms of attending meetings, and I got a response back where he said, it doesn't appear that I'll be able to move to the day shift in the near future. With that being said, I'm submitting my resignation effective immediately. I've always believed in term limits, be it volunteer or paid, and now is as good a time as any. Thank you for allowing me to serve the county. So with that in mind, we've prepared a resolution here that initially notes the resignation of John Hedges from the commission, and also the appointment of a replacement. And in this case, we've selected Jesse Kasten, who resides in the North 2 mile on Irish Ridge Road. He is a commercial real estate agent in the area. You've probably seen some properties with a terrace real estate sign. That's usually him involved there. We discussed this with him about what it involves being on the commission, and he seemed interested in the subject matter. And it seems like with his real estate background, he would have some expertise that would be valuable to the board. So that in mind, we recommend appointment of Jesse Kasten to replace John Hedges, who's resigning.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
We have a Class C beer permit for the River Mart. I trust this is okay.
It's good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And we have a Class E liquor license for the same establishment. Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a resolution setting the date and time for a fiscal 20 budget amendment public hearing. Be it resolved, Board of Supervisors hereby fixes time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal year 20 budget amendment for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have personnel actions. We have one personnel action for the auditor's office, Chandra Bleesner, clerk one, an 18-month step increase. The previous rate was $32,741.56. The new rate is $33,906.27.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. One for the sheriff's office. From Mike Johnstone, sheriff, please be advised that effective December 17th, the following will be our new reserve deputy within the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office. They will be paid the usual sum of $1 per year. Ryan J. Smith. I hope he's not a big eater.
Now, we get Ryan from the BPD. He recently moved from the BPD into another job, another business, but he showed some desire to come to the SO for reserve, so he's a really good addition to our group. Excited.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Tell Ryan thank you.
I will, thank you.
And we have a personnel action from the correctional center. Maria Loftus, a part-time correctional officer, a new hire, rate of $12.63 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Now.
Terry?
Sorry, go ahead.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
That'll put us at two part-time correctional officers, which I think will be probably our limit for part-time. We're doing really well on staffing. Thank you.
We have reports. We have the general assistance monthly report from November 2019. We have the sheriff's monthly report for November 2019 and the veterans affairs report for November 2019. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting. December 10th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I'd just say, Mayor McCampbell is leaving, and what a pleasure it was to work with him. And if all the elected officials were as sincere as he is, that this would be a great place to be. And we appreciate his time here and his service, and wish him a lot of luck in the future.
Yeah. And he had a rare and valuable attribute for a mayor. He had a great big personality.
Yeah,
he sure did. That's like speed, you can't coach that. That's so. Yeah, I'm sure the community will miss him. I will.
Yeah. He's going on to do some good work if he.
I saw that.
Yep. Good work.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
We had a rush meeting Wednesday. Everything's pretty status quo on that. crunch the numbers, see what our fees are gonna be for next year. Look like they're going to be the same or down. I also had an eighth judicial meeting over in Atumwa. We had a presentation from 10 different people. It was a little short presentation, from our probation officers and some of them that work in the halfway houses and that. We're trying to get out and meeting the public more. And they've got some good things going on. Needless to say, when the meeting was over, I left my papers there, so they've got to bring them to me. And then I had a Southeast Iowa Crime Commission, and it's pretty status quo. Then I had a juvenile detention meeting. It was a good meeting. We're down in population for Des Moines County, but I think a lot of that, we've had some adult waivers that went up to Central Iowa, or that would have pushed us back up where we're running just about the same as we did last year at this time. So, might mention one thing, going back to the Crime Commission, we take care of the transportation, you know, like for your seal leak and all that. We're gonna get a $23,000 rebate, so that'll be distributed for each county that's...
In the state?
Yeah, so it'll help out a little bit. I think one, you know, it goes on the population. So that's something you guys look forward back to, it's on that region. Yeah. And that's it.
Thanks, Jim.
I didn't have anything. I attended the mental health regional meetings last Wednesday. We're getting the Children's Mental Health Advisory Committee on board, and we approved the fiscal 21 budget recommendations, and we're starting to spend money on the creating those children's mental health services, so that will be coming through our budget. And we approved December claims. I attended the Greater Burlington meeting, and we approved the 2020 budget and elected some new officers there, and some changes to the bylaws. That's all I have. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up and give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise with an eye, we are adjourned.
All right. There is no meeting next week, right?
No meeting
right,
next
right.
week.
No meeting next week. Yep, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.